Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Floyd Reese, former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM in the afternoons here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing very well, Floyd, and I want to start with the Titans defensively on Sunday against Chicago. 2 of 15 on third down for the Bears. Obviously a dramatic flip from what we've seen from the Titans all season long. Did you notice anything dramatically different on third down for the Titans defensively on Sunday?
Well, I think they were, and we've talked about this, you know, prior weeks, how they were kind of stuck in a rut because, you know, they couldn't get the coverage, they couldn't get the rush, they couldn't get the combination, and how if they could change up some way, somehow, it might give them the opportunity to do some of those things. And I think we saw that. You know, you saw blitzing, you saw Jayon Brown get a sack, you saw several guys that were, you know, new to the scene, getting pressure. I think you saw the corners up, you know, bumping man for man, felt like they could get there or felt like they could cover them long enough for the pass rush to get there. And consequently gave the, whoever was calling the defenses, gave them a lot more options, you know, a lot more things they could do rather than things that they couldn't do. So I think that was the biggest difference in my mind.
So Floyd, like you said, some new guys who come in there, give them some energy. Would you also look at this and say there was some addition by subtraction at work in, you know, in helping that defense just collectively play better?
I don't, and I assume you're talking about Clowney and people like that.
Well, Beasley, you know, in particular, yeah.
But Beasley, yeah. I mean, I don't particularly buy into that. You know, I don't. Other than the locker room, and none of us know what was going on in the locker room, but I think. I think, in my mind, the corners were the biggest issue. And those young corners, let's face it. I mean, King coming in and, you know, okay, get off the plane. Here's your locker. Put your uniform on. We play in 10 minutes, you know, kind of thing. I mean, for him to go out there and do what he did. But we also had some of those guys that were maybe hanging around that hadn't had the opportunity that all of a sudden get an opportunity, and you see them competing. You see them really working and covering and, you know, not afraid of it and bumping and doing the things that you have to do to give yourself a chance. So I think it was more that than anything else. You know, the additional option of blitzing, of course, helped from a pressure standpoint. Chicago, for whatever reason, had, or at least in my opinion, I got the impression they were more afraid of their offensive line than they were of our defensive line. And I think they spent the first, you know, half, three quarters kind of, you know, oh my God, are we going to, you know, what's this line going to do and how's it going to affect the quarterback, rather than saying, you know what, these guys really haven't gotten a rush on anybody. So let's just go out there, get rid of the ball quickly and do what all, you know, what Cincinnati and all these other teams have been doing. So I think, you know, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, but I question what their motives were early.
Former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Floyd, it's been three games now without Taylor Lewan on the offensive line. What have you made of the offense as a whole so far without Lewan in the mix?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. We've discussed this a little bit over the last few days, and I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure if we are stuck. I mean, you noticed at points in time in the game, you know, where you're only running a two-man route. Well, that doesn't help Ryan. Ryan's forte, in my opinion, is getting the five guys out and letting him have the option of who you want to throw the ball to. Well, when you only have a couple of guys in the route and you've got four guys in coverage, well, they can double both those guys, take those guys away. Now, where is Ryan and what he can do? I'm thinking a bunch of that must stem from the fact that, you know, as I talked about Chicago, we're still a little bit hesitant with this offensive line, and that, you know, we're more along the lines of, okay, let's be sure we protect Tannehill, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I think as the game goes, or as you get ready to play somebody, you have to analyze and be very, very careful about the fact that you're not hurting your, you know, you're not protecting ghosts. Let's go ahead and make those guys do something that we all of a sudden go, uh-oh, you know, that's going to be really, really hard for us, instead of saying, okay, we can't do this, we can't do that, we're now melted down to the point that this is about all we can do, and you go into the game severely limiting yourself.
And to that point, Floyd, I mean, Jonnu Smith's the first guy that comes to mind when we talk about that, because he's a guy, as we saw on Sunday, you get him the ball, he can be very dangerous. But to me, and tell me if you disagree, he spent so much time hanging in there on protection the last 3 weeks that they really haven't been able to utilize his skill sets offensively.
I think that's a good point, and I think we saw that because he really wasn't a factor, you know, hasn't been a factor for a couple weeks, but wasn't a factor early in this game. Then all of a sudden, we got into, you know, middle of the third quarter, fourth quarter, he starts catching some balls. And it was kind of along the lines of what I was saying. They're all of a sudden saying, you know what, I think maybe we can go ahead and protect these guys. I think we've got a chance. Let's get John out and let Ryan have that other option. And I think we saw the benefits of it. You know, obviously a touchdown, but him catching, getting himself an opportunity to catch a couple balls and make some plays for us. So, you know, I'm hoping that we can do a little bit more of that. You know, protection is still number one, and I understand what they're doing, but let's be sure that we can't protect. The truth is, you know, some of these young offensive linemen, I mean, you look at the game last week, and, you know, our left side was gone, and you're playing with a new left side. And so that is a major concern, and yet, you know, for the most part, I think they hung in there pretty good, and we may have to look at a little bit more of that.
So, Floyd, how do you look at this matchup Thursday? It seems to me the Titans have the edge in offensive skill guys right now over the Colts, but the Colts maybe have the edge in a lot of other places, including, you know, you could argue, you know, both lines, really stout team defensively and a really talented offensive line, kind of a different than some past matchups between these teams. But how do you think these teams look, you know, coming into this?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think their defensive front is really an issue. And of course, their offensive line, we've always liked. And so we know their style. I mean, you figure Baltimore, and we've seen Baltimore in the past, they go into a game, they don't get a sack, you know, which means somebody is doing a pretty good job of protecting. And I think we're going to see more of that. And the other side of the ball, you know, their defensive front is just so stout. Defensively, they do a great job of just being disciplined. They don't do a number of things. I think they blitzed a little bit more this week than we've seen in the past. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if we didn't see a little bit more five and maybe even six-man rushes to put pressure on us, especially early to kind of test us. But their defensive front is stout. Their defense as a whole, you know, maybe not be loaded with a bunch of big-name guys, but they play well together. They are really well coordinated. They don't make a lot of mistakes. You've got to go out there and beat them, which means for us, we're going to have all the tools in the tool chest for us to have an opportunity to compete.
What do you think about Phillip Rivers so far, Floyd, and about that decision to sign him too for this team? What do you think the upside is with Phillip Rivers this year?
You know, the upside is not forcing him to do what he did this week. I want to say he threw the ball 40 sometimes this week. That is not what they want. they, in my opinion, they want him to go out there and throw the ball 25, 27 times. They want to be able to run the ball, which is, you know, they haven't done as good a job of as they would like, and play really, really sound defense. You know, not mess it up on defense. We're going to keep it low scoring. We're going to keep it close. And Rivers is going to, in his 25 reception or 25 passes, is going to get us two touchdowns, and that's going to be enough to win the game. So I think from a game plan standpoint, I'm not sure there's a great deal of difference in what they want to do and what we want to do. I think the onus falls on the defense, and can you, in fact, do something to slow down the other offense?
Former Titans general manager and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexford. Floyd, appreciate you taking time to join us, my friend.
Have a great day, guys.
Absolutely. You as well. Good point there by Floyd, too, talking about offensively. It seems like at times protection is the main focal point from this group, and maybe that's taking away from some of the options that Tannehill has in the passing game.
Right, and that's also opponent-specific, too. You know, the Bears are a team you're going to have to be like that against. Coming up, got the Ravens. You've had the Steelers, and the Colts are very – the Colts may not have the pass rush studs that those teams have, but they've got some really good players up front. So it's like they're in this – you lose the one, and you're playing some of the better teams in that way on your schedule right away.
When we come back, are the Titans done making moves with the roster, or could there be more coming on the horizon? We'll discuss that coming up next. But first, hope, health, and connection during these unsteady times. It's never been more important for all of us to have these in our lives, but it's even more so for our children and teens. So please join STARS for an important virtual campaign. Cherish the hope, health, and connection of our young people. This six-week campaign launched on Monday, October 19th, and will run until Tuesday, December 1st, which is Giving Tuesday. Please follow the campaign and celebrate all the incredible ways that STARS provides hope, health, and connection within our community. All the proceeds raised will go directly to their school-based prevention and mental health counseling services, as well as their intensive outpatient adolescent treatment program. To learn more, please go to starsnashville.org. That's starsnashville.org. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.